This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Dignity Health. Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by the dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd. Dr. Ray Shepherd, serving the community for over 20 years, and where they bring your smile to life.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, fun for the whole family. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, your home away from home. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
Before introducing our feature story of the week, a follow-up on last week's story. We received an email from listener Kelly Morlock in which she comments on the former Bluff Baby Grand piano playing Mauro Fortissimo. Says Kelly, Mauro said he plays for the whales, and someone actually saw a humpback about 100 yards off Francis Beach and a pod of dolphins. Guess us humans were not the only ones to enjoy his music. This week's feature story is once again courtesy of correspondent Jim Holly. Although we often tease him about needing therapy, a local therapist is the subject of his report.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. A couple of weeks ago, I heard about a health fair that was being advertised to take place in the United Methodist Church on Miramontes, and I went over the list of people attending, and one person I saw on there was a health coach, and I wondered, what in the world is a health coach? Well, that health coach was Dr. Jane Kingston, who many of you may know. Dr. Kingston has been a psychotherapist in Half Moon Bay for a number of years, so I called her up and asked if she'd be on the radio with me, and so I have in the studio today Dr. Jane Kingston. So, Dr. Jane Kingston, welcome to Radio 1710.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
Well, Dr. Kingston, and by the way, may I call you Jane?
Please do.
Jane, could you tell us a little bit about your background?
I've been working in Half Moon Bay for about 20 years as a psychotherapist, and before that in San Mateo and Palo Alto.
In terms of your psychotherapist work, you treat everyone? Do you have a specialty, or is there...
I see everybody, adults, children, families, couples, and I guess you could call a specialty working with people who have chronic degenerative illnesses or what I call invisible disabilities, like attention deficit disorder or learning disabilities, that kind of thing.
You know, what drew my attention to you was the AAUW Health Fair. It took place on the 21st over at the United Methodist Church, and I saw you listed as a health coach, and I wondered, what in the world is a health coach? Could you tell me what a health coach does and what it is?
Health coach is kind of a new specialty. We help people to figure out how to improve their health in ways that they're successful. Very often people fail when they decide to make some changes. Changes are hard to make, and it's important to learn how to be successful. We collaborate with our clients. They do a lot of the work. They make most of the decisions. And we take little tiny steps in order to assure success.
Basically, let me feed this back to you a little bit. It sounds like what you're doing is almost like a football coach, huh? You've got some goals, I suppose, and you're kind of guiding people and advising them and that sort of thing?
I think it's not quite like that. I think a football coach does tell people what to do.
Okay.
And
so
I
stand corrected.
But a coach is a person who stands behind you. This afternoon when I was in the pool doing water aerobics, I was thinking, how does a coach fit in here? And it would be if you wanted to learn how to swim, you might read a book or somebody might tell you to go to a class. But a coach gets in the water with you and says, what kind of swimming do you want to do? Here's how it goes.
How important is it for someone to get some guidance when they've got some healthcare goals? You think it is important?
I think it's really important because most of us have built-in little voices that tell us we can't succeed or that we shouldn't be trying this, or they've done it so many times and it never works, and we have to work with those voices to calm them down.
And is health coaching something new, or has this been around for a while? Or?
It's pretty new. I think that you can find it in a lot of healthcare clinics. Oh, Kaiser has health coaches. That's a new thing for them. A Kaiser member can call up and say, I want to do this change in my routine, and the health coach will be there for you to help you do it.
When we talk about healthcare coaching and addressing issues, are we talking about somebody who wants to lose 5 pounds, or are we talking about somebody with a very serious illness? What exactly are we addressing in terms of coaching?
There are a lot of goals people have, and it's very often after the holidays people want to lose weight. That's certainly one that people come up with. But anything that has to do with your health, including chronic conditions that you want to learn to live with better.
I've got a friend of mine who's illness, and the problem that he seems to have is not so much the illness, but negotiating and navigating through the healthcare system. Is that something that you would take on for someone?
Oh, of course. Very much related to quality of life and quality of health, sure.
So you could help somebody in terms of who to call and help somebody with persistence and that sort of thing?
Yes, yes. But I would not be the one to tell the person what to do. I think I start out with the assumption that the person has a lot of strengths and knows how to get things done. I'm just there to help the person figure out what's the next step and to be there to cheer them on.
Now, I understand that you've just really started offering this service to people, and pretty new in terms of identifying the people you're going to work with. You have target groups that you'll be working with?
I'm thinking of working with people who are older. People who, I won't mention ages, but people who may be not sleeping too well, maybe in sort of a poor mood, maybe have aches and pains.
So it sounds like when you talk about mood, you're talking about maybe combining some of your psychotherapy and coaching. Am I hearing that correctly? Or?
I'm not sure that I would be doing that. I think I'm going to use coaching skills in my psychotherapy practice, but I'm not going to do therapy as a coach.
As you approach your health coach career, how are you locating candidates and locating patients?
Working with a company that trains me, and they're going to be providing people like that. But I'm also going to start my own database of people who might benefit from this, people who might refer to me, and people I might refer to them.
Why health coaching? What drew you to health coaching?
I was invited by an old friend who's a doctor to learn about this, and because I respect him, I did go to learn about it, and it sounded like another thing I could do in addition to the psychotherapy. I was looking for something new.
Something new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it seems consistent with what you've been doing, or no? Is it something completely different?
It's very consistent with what I've been doing, because in the past few years, I've been specializing a lot with people who have developed chronic health problems due to early trauma.
Okay, and early trauma might be what?
Living in a chaotic family with an alcoholic parent, with a parent in jail, anything that can disrupt normal development.
Okay, it sounds like a very interesting field. Is it growing in this community or in the United States? Or
I think it's growing. I don't think there's anybody else here in this community but myself.
That's doing it.
Right.
Currently. Okay, well, very good. So if people would like to find out more about either your practice, or I suppose you'd even tell them about health coach generally, how can they get a hold of you?
Can I give you my phone number?
Oh, sure.
Well, it's 650-726-6774.
Okay. Would you like to give that again? Folks need time to get a pencil.
650-726-6774, and I'm in the phone book.
And I assume there's an answering service or something that
will take... If I'm not there, leave a message.
Any comments you'd like to make before we sign off?
I hope people find this interesting.
Well, listeners, this is Jim Holly with AM 1710, Half Moon Bay Radio, and I appreciate your listening.
Always interesting and informative. We thank Jim Holly for another feature story of the week. For all of us at KHMB Radio, this is Jim Henderson, thanking you for listening and inviting you to keep listening for Community Bulletin Board, next on your community radio station, AM 1710 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
Sonrisas Community Dental Center in Half Moon Bay is one of the winners of this year's 14th Annual Sustainability and Green Building Awards, awarded by the group Sustainable San Mateo County. Sonrisas Community Dental Center served over 1,200 patients in 2012. They were young children to seniors who lack access to dental care because of underemployment or no employment, because of pregnancy or homelessness. They receive free dental education and free or greatly reduced cost treatment. For more information on their services, phone 726-2144 or visit them at sonrisasdental.org. Community Bulletin Board continues after this message from Dignity Health.
This is Dwayne Kuiper of the San Francisco Giants. What team do the Giants depend on when it comes to their health? Well, it's Dignity Health, formerly CHW. Dignity's Health's name has changed, but its mission has stayed the same. Dignity Health's outstanding physicians, nurses, staff, and hospitals are dedicated to keeping the Giants on top of their game. As the official health care provider of the Giants, Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
Wait a minute, he struck him out.
Dignity's Health hospitals include St. Mary's Medical Center and St. Francis Memorial Hospital in San Francisco, Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City, and Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz. And don't forget the St. Francis Health Center right on the Portwalk at AT&T Park. Learn more about good health and wellness at dignityhealth.org. Dignity Health, we're the team that takes care of the team on the field.
California State Parks is looking for lifeguards. At 9 a.m. on March 2nd, the Half Moon Bay State Beach will be holding its second annual seasonal ocean lifeguard tryout. Lifeguards will work on Half Moon Bay State beaches in the summer months to protect and educate the public about the ocean. For more information, call 726-8806. That number again is 726-8806. The Coastal Arts League Museum announces the annual member show, opening March 1st and running through March 31st. You are invited to the members show reception on March 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Coastal Arts League, which is located at 300 Main Street in downtown Half Moon Bay. Gallery hours are Friday through Monday from noon to 5 p.m. Got questions? Phone 726-6335 or visit them online at coastalartsleague.com. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros. To have your nonprofit event announcement broadcast free on the radio, call us at 453-4000 or email us bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we step out of the time machine into February 1945. What were things like on the Coastside then? Well, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, ambulance on call 24 hours a day. The county-owned ambulance stationed at the community hospital will be on a 24-hour call as soon as three more drivers are hired. The vehicle will be equipped with a two-way radio and will answer calls on the Coastside Highway. Missing, Private Gilbert Ventura, 22 years old, has been missing in action in Germany since December of last year. He is a former Pescadero High School graduate. Ventura has been serving with the United States Third Army. Farmers in San Mateo County to organize. Key farm leaders of the coastside have met and are considering forming their own county farm bureau. They would meet monthly and elect their own officers. And now, history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Don't forget the old-fashioned ice cream corner at Cameron's, which started 30 years back at Big Ice Cream Parlor, just north of Cameron's Inn on Highway 1, now the home of BK Motors. We stayed true to our tradition of real milkshakes, no powdered stuff, banana splits like you remember them from the sock hop days, root beer floats, and chocolate sodas that foam up just right. Our hot fudge sundaes get smothered in nuts and whipped cream with the crowning cherry on top. Cones can be either cake cones or sugar cones. Our ice cream flavors are too numerous to name, but we have all the basics and, of course, seasonal varieties throughout the year. Many of you have tried our famous pumpkin ice cream, which sells out during the pumpkin festival. Bring your kids and grandkids, or just feel like a kid again yourself, by slurping one of our ice cream treats from the old soda jerk fountain. We hope that you'll bring the family down soon and visit Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. In 1945, the end of World War II is in sight as Allied forces are driving back the Nazis in Europe. The Germans are evacuating concentration camps, and Hitler moves into his underground bunker and within weeks commits suicide. Across the Pacific, the Japanese are on the run, and by August, victory over Japan will be declared. However, Americans' beloved President Franklin Roosevelt will have died in April following the effects of polio as a young man. Also in this year, 50 nations will sign a charter creating the United Nations. And in case you think we have forgot, if you were living here in February of 1945, a new house would cost $4,600, about double your annual wage of $2,400. House rent is $60 a month. And if you had to drive to work, well, you're paying 15 cents a gallon. In popular culture, Arthur C. Clarke puts forward the idea of communication satellite in a Wireless World magazine article. Now there's a man who had vision. Most people's vision was on the silver screen, and we're seeing such movies as Anchors Away, The Pale Face, The Lost Weekend, and National Velvet. This is the year Your Lucky Hit Parade is broadcast for the first time, offering the most popular and best-selling songs of the week. And one of those popular songs was a hit by Bing Crosby with Accentuate the Positive.
You got to accentuate the positive, feeling. Mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear them?
Listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round the chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accent accentuate the positive feeling. Eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down to the minimum. Then
Otherwise,
pandemonium
liable to walk upon the sea.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark,
you got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah
in the
ark.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
The popular Les Brown and his band of renown, along with Doris Day, made the hit parade with Sentimental Journey.
Each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental.
Where will the time machine take us next week? Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the AM 1710 time machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, and more. Neighborhood classifieds is brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store generates crucial funding to support senior programs on the Coast Side. And now, your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
In my lost and found items, I still have the expensive sunglasses that were picked up in this area over a month ago. And the person who found them still feels it is worthwhile, well, to the owner, that is, to claim them. So if you did misplace those cool glasses, or if you know a person who said they lost theirs, then give this number a call, 726-0809. You never know. It's worth a try. And if you can ID them, eureka, they have been found. The number to call again is 726-0809. And I have a new job listing for you this week, and that's at Sea Crest School here in Half Moon Bay. They're seeking a part-time after-school teacher, male or female. It'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 p.m. They ask that you send a cover letter, resume, and references. And you don't even have to leave your computer to do that, because here's the email address to send those documents. Okay, now take the time to write this down. I'm going to spell it for you. And it's a person's name, obviously. J. Forcini, J-F-O-R-C-H-I-N-I, J. Forcini, at seacrestschool.org, O-R-G. If you missed it, give me a call. Give me a call at the station, 453-4000. Oh, and if you need office space, there's a vacancy just popped up in our building here in downtown Half Moon Bay at 625 Miramontes. It's up on the second floor, 675 square feet for $725 a month. And the way you can get hold of this is call this number at 799-0011. And let me remind you to always tell folk that you call for these free ads that AM 1710 sent you. That way you'll be helping us here at your hometown radio station. And you know, we truly thank you for doing that. And we thank you for dropping by our sponsor, and they are the Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. You know, I really like what they do for the seniors of the coastside. They take your donations, put a very, very fair price on them. Of course, they cover their expenses, but most of their money collected goes towards the seniors of the coastside. And that's a noble deed indeed. And remember, you too will be a senior one day. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, it's kind of like putting in the bank money for yourself. The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Neighbors helping neighbors, seniors of the coastside. Food for thought. And here are some actual food tips I read recently that I figured you could use. And it revolves around peppers. Yes, the fire factors in your dishes. Here on the heat scale, they go from mild to outrageous. The first one is Anaheim. It's a mild one and it's ideal for your chili rellenos dish. Poblano, that's a green one. At the stage, it's very warm. And let's stay on the vine until the red and they'll get hotter to the taste. Next up on the heat scale comes the famous or infamous jalapeno. Harvested while green, they are a great addition for salsa and on top of your quesadilla. And finally, look out, the cherry bomb. The name says it all. It's small, it's oval with thick skins, though be very careful on this one. But they are great for pickling. They tend to pack more heat than jalapenos. Oh, and by the way, what is the name of the chemical that makes chilies hot? Phone me at 453-4000 with your knowledgeable answer, and I'll broadcast it. It'll be a feather in your cap. Okay, off I go. But as usual, you know, I always like to leave you thinking that I have given you a reason to smile. Well, apparently after the dance, young Charles politely asked the pretty girl he had been foxtrotting with that if he could see her home. And she quickly reached into her purse and brought out a photograph of it. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Once again, cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@khmbradio.com. Neighborhood Classifieds has been brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay.
The thrift store offers a variety of next-to-new clothing, jewelry, kitchen items, and furniture. Call the thrift store at 726-6543.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coast Side.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coast Side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I would like to share a story I read by Eileen Mitchell. It illustrates the challenges, but also the joy and rewards of adopting a senior animal. Gerontologist Betty Burr has enjoyed a happy career working with seniors and coaching midlife adults, and so it was only natural that when the San Francisco resident was ready to add a second pet to her family, she found her heart claimed by a senior dog. 11 years ago, I adopted my first rescue dog, a 4-year-old gray mini poodle named Jojo. At the time, I didn't appreciate how seamlessly Jojo adjusted to his new life because I had no other experience to compare it with. Weren't all new dogs this easy? I got my answer 2 years ago when I adopted my second rescue dog, a Bichon miniature poodle mix named Bernice. 10-year-old Bernice was frightened, poorly trained, and obviously confused. After her owner died, she was sent to a shelter where they spayed her, pulled several teeth, and removed a growth on her neck. After a few months, she was finally adopted, only to be returned, probably because of behavioral issues. No wonder the poor dog was a nervous wreck. However, I didn't know any of this when I first met Bernice at an adoption fair hosted by the San Francisco SPCA. A volunteer offered to let me hold Bernice, and when the trembling little dog melted into my arms, that did it. I was lost. While cradling her, I talked with a volunteer from the rescue group Muttville. Muttville's mission is to rescue older dogs that would normally be euthanized when their time at the shelter runs out. They want these dogs to enjoy a good home for however long they may have left, hence their motto, "Every dog deserves a happy ending." However, they couldn't tell me much about Bernice because her previous owner was deceased. But this little senior deserved a home, so I adopted her in spite of the lack of information. Jojo had adapted so beautifully, and I was sure that with love and patience, Bernice would blossom too. I soon learned that it wasn't so simple. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of some great values that await your pets at Kibbles and Gifts. For your canine companion, plush toys by Westpaw, made in the USA. For the cat in your life, fresh and new catnip toys by From the Field and Pleasant Hill, another made in the USA product. And also for your feline companion, Stella and Chewy's single-serving freeze-dried raw food. 6 flavors for your little tiger to choose from. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now back to the show and little Bernice. Bernice used pee pads but otherwise wasn't house trained. She was afraid to walk on a leash, barked at anything that moved, and even growled at gentle Jojo. When I shared these issues with Muttville, they offered to take Bernice back, but I couldn't bear to do that. The poor thing had lost her longtime owner and had already been returned once. Even though she was turning my household upside down, I could understand why she was such a stressed-out mess. And so, when I got off the phone with Muttville, I sat down on the floor and cupped Bernice's little white face in my hands. "You have a forever home," I told her, our noses almost touching. "I'm trying to help you. Could you please try to make my life a little easier?" Maybe she sensed my attitude. Maybe she got the message when I removed Jojo's hand-me-down collar and placed a new one on her scrawny neck. Maybe it was just a matter of patience, but over time, Bernice changed. She became less fearful, less barky, and was even willing to go for walks on her new leash. She became more affectionate, nuzzling my hand and following Jojo. 2 years later, this little dog has worked her way into my heart and home. She's taught me a lot about courage and not giving up. Most important, she's helped me realize the joy of owning a senior dog. I think this is a good lesson for all of us. Adopting a senior pet is a wonderful thing to do for the animal, but it's also wonderful for you. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. On last week's show, I talked about some of the causes of sleep disturbances and adverse effects on health and quality of life. Today, I want to talk about some tips to help you get better sleep. First of all, make sleep a priority. Instead of fitting sleep into whatever time remains after you take care of everything else, try to carve out 7 to 8 hours a night and build the rest of your life around a regular sleep schedule. Be aware, too, that sleeping late on weekends can't make up for the days of sleep deprivation. It's important to get sleep every night of the week. The next tip is to wind down for at least 30 to 60 minutes before turning into bed. Avoid computers, TVs, iPads, iPhones, and video games. They're fun, but they're too stimulating, so your mind gets stimulated instead of relaxed. Also, don't rely on pills. Prescription or over-the-counter sleeping aids may be helpful during periods of severe stress, but these drugs produce sleep that's less restorative than natural sleep. Sleep aids also may have side effects, including morning grogginess, dependence on using them, and withdrawal symptoms in some cases. Another tip, avoid caffeinated beverages such as coffee, tea, sodas with caffeine, and energy drinks after noon. Caffeine has a lengthy half-life, which means it remains in your body for several hours. So even if you're able to fall asleep after a Starbucks run, your sleep won't be as deep as it should be. And you may wake up in the middle of the night wide awake. Another tip is to eat smart. Stick to a balanced diet and avoid eating for at least 2 hours before bedtime. Some people believe that foods containing tryptophan, an essential amino acid, may help regulate sleep. Tryptophan-rich foods include poultry, seafood, low-fat cheese, low-fat milk, and whole grains. Also, real important is to eat your last meal of the day at least 2 to 3 hours before bedtime to avoid acid reflux and other digestive problems. Also, exercise early. Everything about exercise is good for sleep, except when you work out shortly before you go to bed. That's because working out boosts your heart rate and body temperature, both of which must fall before you can drift off to sleep. So get in your walk or workout a couple hours before bedtime. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Brian Shepherd at Shepherd Family Dentistry. February is National Children's Dental Health Month. That is why I want to take this opportunity to stress the importance of oral health for our children. Developing good habits at an early age and scheduling regular dental visits helps children get a good start on a lifetime of healthy teeth and gums. We have two children-friendly hygienists on staff that have had extensive experience with children. You are invited to visit our offices and staff. We would love to meet you and answer any questions you might have concerning proper dental hygiene for children and young people. With over 30 years of serving this community, many adults have had great smiles that started with regular visits with us.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello, listeners. We've been talking about some of the tips to get better sleep. One of the important tips is to turn your bedroom into a sleep zone. Use your bed for sleeping. Not reading, not watching TV, no working on the computer. And keep your bedroom as dark as possible. If you need to go to the bathroom, get a dim nightlight to guide you, since even brief exposure to bright lights can wake you up. Another tip is to get the right bedding. Your sleep posture determines the type of pillow you need. For example, side sleepers need more substantial pillows than back sleepers do. And be aware that our bodies change over time. If you gain or lose weight, get pregnant, or develop acid reflux, or some other kind of medical condition, you may have to sleep in a different position, and you may need to invest in a new pillow or a new mat. According to the American Heart Association, following these sleep tips will not only help you feel more alert and cheerful during your waking hours, they might also prevent a cardiovascular event, such as a heart attack or stroke, in your future. Well, listeners, sleep tight and stay well. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Hello, listeners. This is Christopher O'Donnell. Coastside Carousel, AM 1710, is on the air. Those of you who listen regularly know what I do with Coastside Carousel. I introduce local artists. In the studio, I have two local artists from the Blue Cactus Choir. The album we'll be playing of theirs is Once in a Bluegrass Moon. Marty Atkinson, he leads up, and he's the man we'll chat to first. Hello, Marty.
Hello there.
Thank you for coming to AM 1710.
Great to be here.
The format is pretty simple, past, present, and future. Tell us where you came from. How'd you get started?
Well, originally I grew up in and on tobacco farms in southern Ontario, Canada, itching to get out of my small town and left early on. And age 17, I wound up in Los Angeles visiting my older brother and never went back. So eventually I got in a little rock band and got married and had a child, and so, on down the road from all that a few years ago. and here I am, and my guitar and a few other things have been part of my, my toolbox all along. So that's pretty vague, but here, you know.
I think maybe that's good that it's vague. That leaves a little mystery to it. Yeah. Yes, and he sits here in black, listeners, with a black cowboy hat on, too. So face for radio. Picture that if you can.
It's not that bad out there.
Tell us about the album. What's going on with you currently? This is a wonderful album insofar as the cover is concerned. It's visuals, but the music you'll be hearing soon, listeners. I have three tracks, Marty, I've chosen, and we'll get to those in just a minute. But also you have a partner here with you, Katie. She's your vocal person. Tell us, how did you two get together?
Katie and I met years ago. We had a musical community here in the Bay Area, and we were part of that and played a little bit together back then, but not a whole lot in the same band or anything. And somehow our paths went where she wound up in England, and I wound up here for a while, then back in Nashville. Both had record deals that turned out the way we wanted, kept at it, and eventually she wound up back here, and we met at a West Best song conference in Sunnyvale after many years, and we did a couple gigs together. We sang a couple songs, notably that it was clear that we sang really well together.
You clicked.
And one thing led to another, and this CD, which we're very proud of, is a collection of the years. We wrote most of these songs. We wrote these songs by ourselves, hers and me, mine, but then our collaboration on them works well, and we're looking forward to making more CDs like this.
Good. Well, let's have her slide into your chair, and
okay,
we'll have a chat with Katie. Thanks, Katie, for sliding in and stepping up to the mic. Elaborate on what Marty was just telling me, if you would.
Oh, well, Marty and I were old friends a long time ago, and I got a potential record deal with Virgin, and so I ran off to England right after university and stayed. It all fell through, as most do, but I stayed there, got married, had a whole bunch of kids, gave up music completely until I got divorced, and then I took it all back up again, which led me to another record contract, and then I eventually just ended up here about a year and a half ago.
And I believe you play locally on a regular basis?
I did. I did play a lot when I was here.
And you do
before,
now?
And I do now, yeah.
And where is that?
We play at the San Greg store. We play all up and down the coast. We played at Cameron's once.
Very good. That was this cool way of moving into our sponsor, Cameron's. Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. That's that cream two-story building on the south end of town on the west side of the highway. Music such as Bluegrass Choir you'll hear on weekends. But I want you to get down to the San Gregorio store to hear Katie and Marty, and I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. While I'm on that timing there, Katie, is there any particular, do you do Saturdays or Sundays down there?
We can do either one, and it's about once a month that we play there.
Okay. We'll check in later and get some more dates on that. Quickly to your music now, we have three tracks. Where I Don't Belong. Oh, I love the beat on that, Katie. Tell me a little bit about how'd you come up with Where I Don't Belong.
Oh, that is totally a Marty song, and I think Marty tells the story very well, but he was working on a building site with some Mexican farm workers and feeling very sorry for himself and starting to bemoan his position in life. And when he listened to those boys talk about how tough their lives really were coming over here, leaving their families in Mexico or Guatemala and how really difficult life was for them, he sort of readjusted his self-pity, and he wrote this fantastic song.
Cool. And then we go into the bridge, which is yours, Don't Send Me Flowers. I thought very good guitar in here, but your vocals were delightful. Tell us a little about Don't Send Me Flowers.
Well, you know, you write songs for whatever reason. Sometimes they just come out. I retuned my guitar, and I wrote that song very quickly. And it's really just about kind of growing up and people leaving and trying to hold on to what you've got, really.
Okay. And we finish off with Gold Sun. Again, I like the fine beat on this and some sweet steel guitar. Few words on Gold Sun.
That's a really new song. Marty wrote that very recently about his dad. And we took it to the boys in Nashville, the band we work with in Nashville, and they just rocked it out. It's a rocker.
Well, that's good, because that's the sort of music we need for our listeners to get them up and about. So listeners, take the time, sit down, or get ready to dance the Blue Cactus Choir with Marty Askinson and Katie Boyd.
South San Jose, that's Mexican ranch. Trying to work our way out of the bad land. Spirits are willing, progress is slow. Mucho trabajo, poquito dinero. Yesterday's beer is unfriendly today. God knows I'm drinking too much anyway. Here.
the orders of men. Pictures Maria, and he works even harder, closing his eyes and his back across that border. Wasteland, I call my life story. Two broken homes and a love bed for glory. No budget movie shot on location. There is a working vacation. While Mario pays off his ranch in Guerrero, I put an engine in this neat up Camaro.
Flowers, I hate to watch 'em die. Don't
guitar band. Never seen a cleaner pair of work-worn hands. He was living it up in the land of the golden sun, where all you gotta do is get up and go have fun. The birds are singing, the sky is blue, and the best part of the story is me and you. My old pipe shepherd looks like new. Ooh, all I need now is a pair of blue suede shoes. I'll be living it up in the land of the golden sun, where all you gotta do is get up and go have fun. The birds are singing, the sky is blue, the best part. Enter the girl, that would be you, with a haircut straight out of 1962. I can hear you giggle, sitting right by my side, whispering in my ear, come on baby, let's find some place to hide.
That get up and go music, was it? I tell you, I was rocking out here in the studio with Marty and Katie, and great graphics on the album cover, folks. I want you to see this. It's orange and purple, and I won't tell you much more, but it's a beautiful, beautiful album cover. Marty, this is your last chance. Tell us where and how can I come by your music, and do you have any last thoughts before we close down?
Well, I don't know if I don't really think much these days. I just kind of do, you know, so I get up in the morning and start after it. But as far as where we can get this record, this CD is it's on Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes. We can be seen live at the San Gregorio store. It's different every month. You can check their calendar, or you can look up bluecactuschoir.com. We play the third Friday of every month at the Cinnabar Winery down in Saratoga, which is a nice place to have a glass and, listen to some, mostly original music. Fun experience.
But we can certainly find you here locally in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and we're all over the net, and, look up our videos on YouTube, man. Blue Cactus Choir.
Shall do that. Very good. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Marty. That was the Blue Cactus Choir from their album, Once in a Bluegrass Moon. This is Coastside Carousel. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.